USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration on Sunday issued a regional emergency declaration in 17 states and the District of Columbia in response to the shutdown of one of the largest pipelines in the United States. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies about 45% of fuel consumed by the East Coast, was shut down by hackers. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says the Supreme Court should hear the Mississippi case that could allow states to ban abortions after 15 weeks of gestation. Republican Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill April 27th that would automatically outlaw abortion in his state if the Supreme Court were to overturn Roe v. Wade. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, has reportedly put down at least $500 million on a mega yacht that will rival the finest in the world. The report said the yacht will span over a football field and feature several decks. USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, announced on Fox News over the weekend he wants Representative Liz Cheney voted out as House Republican Conference Chair.
Democrats are destroying this nation. Any member can take whatever position they believe in. That's what the voters vote on the individuals, and they make that decision. What we're talking about is a position in leadership. We are in one of our biggest battles ever for this nation and the direction whether this next century will be ours.
Representative McCarthy is leaning toward Representative Elise Stefanik, the Republican from New York, to replace Cheney. There have been clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, ahead of a planned Jewish nationalist march. More than 200 people were injured as crowds threw stones and officers fired stun guns in response. Tensions in the city have been uneasy, which have seen weeks of unrest. Israeli police decided to bar Jews from visiting the compound, where the mosque is located, during the annual Jerusalem Day flag march. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has formally approved a 400-page report accusing big tech companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter of antitrust practices and eroding freedom of speech. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck on Fox News says the wheels are in motion to counter their activities.
You're going to see five or six bills introduced in May, and they will, each of them will chip away at the power of these five tech companies, and each of them has bipartisan support and bicameral support, and I anticipate by the end of the year, these will be signed into law. Now, it takes a while once these bills become law, it takes a while to actually enforce them. But the first step has to be to change the law, to amend the law, to strengthen the law, and to make sure that our law enforcers can move forward.
The report was approved by a 24-17 vote that was pretty much split along party lines. The companies have denied any wrongdoing. Here's the latest on the Colonial Pipeline hack with Dan Araki.
The White House has declared a state of emergency in response to the shutdown of a vital fuel pipeline on the East Coast. The declaration for 17 states and the District of Columbia allows fuel to be transported by road and lists restrictions for truck drivers transporting gasoline and other petroleum products into the affected areas. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies the East Coast with nearly 45% of its fuel needs, has been offline since Friday when the company that operates it was hit by a ransomware attack. Investigators believe the attack may have come from a criminal gang operating in Eastern Europe.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.